B-Pod Studios.
Are you ready for this? This is Felk and Matt.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Oh.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You said last week that you felt as if, look, I've always gotten it. I always will master whatever I need to. How's the progress this week relative to last week?
It's good. I think we've done some good things, made some adjustments and stuff, and moving in the right direction. And that's all you can ask for is just, you know, for me to be able to step up in the pocket and make the throws. That's all it is for me, or hand the ball off to the right guy, or, you know, hit the check down, hit the deep ball. It doesn't matter. I think we have guys that can make plays all over the field. So regardless of how we call the play or do it, it doesn't matter. The guys are open, and, you know, if they're not, I just got to be smart and throw it away. But they've been open a lot, and those 50-50 balls have been really good for us. So
some of the specific improvements, a little more time, a little more area to step up, a little bit fewer aborted plays.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Thursday, August 18th from our temporary Tom Fertitta studios here at the NBC Media Center in Needham. We're brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast that beams across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Maz and Murray alongside. How you fellas doing?
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. I thought, you know, yesterday really left something on the table, and that was giving Mac Jones a good listen and putting him through the Felger and Maz translator.
Yep.
You know, it's not like us just to gloss over the starting quarterback who may have an issue with the team and trying to read into stuff that he says in a press conference. Like, I feel sort of, I feel guilty that we didn't take a deeper, that I didn't take a closer look into that, because that's Felger and Maz wheelhouse material right there.
Yep, we got to put it in the KitchenAid mixer.
So I thought we'd do it. And you tell me. Okay, so you tell me, you, Maz, Murray, you out there, 617-779-0985, whether I'm reading into it, making it up, is there something to it or not? You tell me.
Okay.
Okay? So you heard there Mac Jones talking about the progress they've made from week one to week two.
Yes.
And I know when you heard it, as I first did, you just sort of glossed over it because there's like, you know, boilerplate. Patriots speak and press conference speak and generalities and the usual thing that we get.
Yes, what we would otherwise call bullcrap.
So let's get it again. Let's hear it again.
Okay.
And let me point out a couple of things that if I were looking at it critically, which I should have done the first time, I would have said, he's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you something.
Okay.
I personally don't think I'm making this up.
Okay.
I'll prove my point. Give it to me again. Here's Mac Jones yesterday asked about adjustments and progress made from week one to week two or week three or whatever. Go ahead,
Jim. You said last week that you felt as if, look, I've always gotten it. I always will master whatever I need to. How's the progress this week relative to last week?
It's good. I think we've done some good things, made some adjustments and stuff, and moving in the right direction. And that's all you can ask for is just, you know, for me to be able to step up in the pocket and make the throws, that's all it is for me, or hand the ball off to the right guy, or, you know, hit the check down, hit the deep ball. It doesn't matter. I think we have guys that can make plays all over the field. So regardless of how we call the play or do it, it doesn't matter. The guys are open, and, you know, if they're not, I just got to be smart and throw it away. But they've been open a lot, and those 50-50 balls have been really good for us. So
some of the specific improvements, a little more time, a little more area to step up, a little bit fewer aborted plays.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Okay, Maz, if you believe that Mac Jones was unhappy with the direction of the offense and unhappy with his coaching and not in a great place, and you listen to that answer, is there anything that says to you he might be letting it seep out, letting us know in some sort of passive-aggressive way?
Yeah, the one thing where he said, you know, I just need to worry about guys being open, getting the ball to them and hand it off or whatever it is, and not worry about the way we're calling the plays.
Oh, I thought it was something earlier when he says we've done some good things and made some adjustments and stuff. That shows you that there's been bad things, right? And we've adjusted and made good things and make it easier on me because it's been so difficult because these two ass clowns that are now running the offense don't know what they're doing.
Murray's got one. I got four of them. I picked out four things from that comment. Four things from that comment. The first part is the adjustments. Do you think you've gotten better from week one to week three or whatever this is. Yes, we've made some adjustments. Yes, we've made because we've made some adjustments. We've gotten better because we've made some. So like that to me right there. It's not just saying we've gotten better because we've stuck at it and we keep repeating what we were doing. No, we've changed some things. One. Two.
Made some adjustments and stuff.
Thank you. And stuff.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, you know what? It's really three. It's not four. I wrote down moving in the right direction. That was just a cliche. There was no meaning behind that. We're moving in the right direction. Fine. Three. Two. That piece where he goes into, it's just important that I'm able to step up in the pocket.
Yeah, that one. I made note of that, too.
You know what? It is four. It was my chicken scratch. So this is now two.
Okay.
Step up in the pocket.
Yeah, our lines actually give me a little bit of room.
So, and then he covers it by saying, you know, these other things. You know, it's important that I can step up in the pocket and hand off to the right guy. And then I think this is what he's been doing. He's been very passively, aggressively floating a topic and either praising it when it's clearly in the toilet or covering it up with some other things. And I think that's one of them. When he talks, you know, we've made some adjustments and it's important that I have the ability to step up in the pocket and hand it off to the right guy and da-da-da-da-da. But when he talks about stepping up in the pocket, that is him alluding to the fact that I haven't had time. I haven't had time and now maybe I'm getting a little bit more time, but my ability to step up in the pocket, too. Then he had a line in there about regardless of how they call the plays.
Exactly. Okay? Yep,
so
I
that's
told
yours.
You. Yep, absolutely. Don't keep going.
Okay, so regardless of how they call the plays, which through the Felger and Mass translator is, I don't know why.
I love the translator, I do.
I don't know what these dopes are doing, but regardless of what moron is saying it to me or how they're saying it, it's our job just to go run the play. But regardless of how they're calling the plays?
Correct.
Regardless of how they're calling the plays.
I mean, that's a shot.
Thank you.
That's a shot.
Is that just me?
No.
Is that me or is that?
No, thank you. That's a real tell right there.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Let's get down the line because I think that one, I told you, that's the one that stuck in my head, too. Regardless of how they're calling, well, what the hell does that mean?
Okay, I got one more. When he says about it's just we have so many playmakers, and if I put them in the right spot, they get to make plays, and, you know, when they're covered, it's important for me just to throw the ball away. He's been throwing the ball away a crap ton. He wants you to know when it's not there, that's why I'm throwing the ball away. And then I'm loving the 50-50 balls. I'm loving the 50-50 balls. Say what? Wait a minute. You love throwing it to covered receivers? That's the idea? That's the play design? To throw it to someone who's got someone draped all over him and he outmuscles the guy for the 50-50 ball? You love the 50-50 balls? I mean, sure, in a game, when the bullets are flying and you just have to chuck it up there and take a chance and your guy wins a ball at the high point and wins a 50-50 ball, yeah, you love it. When you're at practice and you're going through your offense, you're looking for 50. I'm loving those. I'm loving all the jump balls my guys are coming down with. I love the fact that Devontae Parker's got someone draped all over him. I love that. So you know what? Now you've got my 4 points.
Keep going with this one. I love this one.
We've made adjustments. Step up in the pocket. Hold on. We made adjustments. Okay? I can step up in the pocket regardless of how they're calling the plays. And I'm loving the 50-50 balls. Play the whole cut again, Jimmy, in the context of which I've just given it to you through the Felger and Mass translator.
I made some adjustments and stuff.
You said last week that you felt as if, look, I've always gotten it. I always will.
Yeah.
Master whatever I need to. How's the progress this week relative to last week?
It's good. I think we've done some good things. Made some adjustments and stuff. And moving in the right direction. And that's all you can ask for is just, you know, for me to be able to step up in the pocket and make the throws, that's all it is for me, or hand the ball off to the right guy, or, you know, hit the check down, hit the deep ball. It doesn't matter. I think we have guys that can make plays all over the field. So regardless of how we call the play or do it, it doesn't matter. The guys are open, and, you know, if they're not, I just got to be smart and throw it away. But they've been open a lot, and those 50-50 balls have been really good for us. So
some of the specific improvements.
So stop right there. That follow-up you don't need. So I think he's been doing this all camp, you know, where he says a point in there where he says, you know, the guys are open. It's up to me to put it there. If it's not, just to throw it away. And I love the 50-50 balls. We've been like he'll float out what it could be perceived to dig and quickly quickly qualify it or cover it up. And I think he's been doing this all off season. It's very passive aggressive, and it takes, frankly, us, you know, to be on the case to crack the code.
Correct. Seekers of truth.
But this is what I think he's doing. It's like, I mean, let me try and give you an example. It's like you hate your boss, you know, but you know you can't say anything like that. So what you say is, if you're sort of smart and crafty about the whole thing, is you say something like, you know, I really believe in the guy who I work for. I think he's tremendous, and I know he's smart enough to figure it out, and so he's going to figure it out. And you say it with all the genuineness in your heart that you mean, but you know, you know the guy's a complete buffoon.
Yes.
But it's like when you're talking to a dumb person, and you know the guy's an idiot. But you say,
you're a smart guy, you'll figure it out.
You're a smart guy, you know how to figure it out. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Like, he'll bring up the coaches, and he'll say, yeah, I love the coaches. We got a lot of smart coaching, and, you know, it's up to block it, right? And we've got all these great offensive linemen, and the offensive line's doing a great job. This is what he's doing. It's when you look at a moron, and you say, you're a smart guy, you'll figure it out. And that's it. That's what he's doing. And you've got to put it through the translator a little bit to get to it. You like that one?
That is great.
But there's some other stuff. I do think they may have had some, well, I mean, I guess all teams do this, but what was it more dramatic here, where he really wanted to let you know that they're listening to me, or they're listening to us, and they're making adjustments based off of, you know, what we're telling them.
But by we, he means him.
Yes. You know, give me number five here, Jimmy. Give me just Jones 5 from yesterday.
Mac, you talked earlier about getting everyone on the same page. How would you characterize your progress just in terms of communication team-wide?
Yeah, we're getting there. I think the coaches have done a good job just kind of listening to us. And, you know, if we don't like something, it's something that they're going to listen to and tell us why we should do one thing or another. And at the end of the day, they have a lot of experience, and they know exactly how to attack a defense. And that's something that we've kind of bought into. And there's a lot of knowledge, and a lot of it's just making sure we're all on the same page, like you said. And we've grown in that area, and we just have to continue to do that. Every day is a new battle, and the coaches have done a great job preparing us for, you know, one day you come out here, there's a new look, and then we come out here today and adjust to it, and we nail it. So that's something that you need to do from drive to drive in the NFL in a game. One drive, they might give you one look, and then the next drive, you got to be ready for the new look they just gave you. So I'm really, you know, pleased with that.
Okay, so that was more genuine, but I think the first part, there's a couple different cuts where yesterday he let you know that
just kind of listening to us and
listening to us, you know, because I think the players who might be disillusioned went to Bill or the coaches and said, you know, what are we doing here? You know, this and he let it out there a couple different times that they've been listening to us and the adjustments that have been made after listening to us, incorporating what I like. You'll hear that cut coming up, but either way. Do you think there's something there?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yes. I mean, you say something.
Well, you guys aren't idiot.
No.
Easy audience. How about you out there? 617-779-09.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We'll take all your wonderful phone calls because we know how good you guys are and how good your cell phones are. So I can't wait to talk to you on your great landline with your quick, concise take, because that's what you do. That's what we have here on the program. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
I don't want to know what this means.
Felger and Mass.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what? I don't know what that is.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Max, you mentioned making adjustments. Are some of those driven by the conversations you just mentioned, players suggesting things to the coach or staff about terminology or the communication?
Yeah, I think we laid our foundation of what we want to do and what the coaches want to do, and we've definitely bought into that. And you know, there's things that I've done in the past or things that I like, and we're trying to incorporate them, or things that, you know, Coach Belichick sees on film. He's like, hey, what do you think about this? So it's very fluid, you know, and for them to be able to take you know, some of our thoughts is really important. I think the really good offenses in the NFL, you can tell that the play callers and the quarterback are on the same page. So I think we're getting there, and that's the progress that we need, and I've been really pleased with that.
Incorporating things I like and for them to take our thoughts is very important. So,
and I've been really pleased with that. You're pleased when you see changes and things go your way. So, yeah, he's gone in here and been Mr. Fix-It because these two dopes have gummed up the works.
I mean, I just read into that as Mac Jones took more of a lead or they changed some things up. I mean, they asked him, what's up with the progress? So how do you feel about the progress? He said, we've made adjustments and they've done a good job incorporating the things I like. And for them to be able to take our thoughts is important. I've been pleased by that. So, I mean, to me, whatever progress they've made, part of it is that they've changed some things up and Mac Jones has affected it.
Made some adjustments and stuff. And
I still don't think he's all that happy about it. It seeps out in a very passive-aggressive manner when you hear him talk. But let me ask you one more thing, Maz. Is it a good thing that a second-year quarterback is sort of driving the bus?
No.
I mean,
you want him more involved every year, right? You want him more involved than he was the year before. But he doesn't have all the answers yet. Let's not delude ourselves into that either.
But if he's got more than the coaches who are coaching him.
Well, right, but that's a dangerous mix.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, that is not a good thing.
No, and look, if you're asking me, just to give you my two cents on this whole thing, I think at the beginning, Jones was going, what the F is this? This is a joke. And now I'm talking about inside. Okay, what he's saying to himself. This is an effing joke. We can't block. Nobody's open. Nobody's figuring it out. I keep going back to that line that he uttered, and you pointed out that he said it a couple of times. I've been a quarterback a long time. I know what works. Who are you telling that to?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that message delivered to? And to me, that's Judge, Patricia, and Bill. Okay? Probably in that order. I've played quarterback my whole life. I know what works. Okay? So that was frustration, agitation, him down on one knee on the field with his helmet next to him, Hunter Henry trying to console him, the whole nine yards. He was pissed at the beginning. I think they talked him off the ledge. So it's starting to get a little bit better. He still doesn't think it's anywhere near where it needs to be. But Bill has talked him off the ledge and said, hey, look, you know, we're going to get your input. We're getting to that. It's coming. Slow down. Here we go. And so now he's getting back on the reservation. He's getting back with the program. But he's still not totally convinced of it.
And to realize his dissatisfaction is to just listen to him through a certain lens.
Correct. The Felger Maz translator.
Our lens.
Yes. It's like what was that food processor they called the ninja? That's right. Where it can cut anything.
Yeah. Yeah. The ninja foodie.
Yeah.
It's the Felger and Maz foodie.
Yes. We are the ninja processor.
But I it's not like I don't believe it. I think he is crafty, passive aggressive with the way that he talks, and you really gotta listen. Well, what do you think? Kevin and Quincy. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, yeah. So I've been down to a few training camps this summer, and Mac Jones is, I think he's got a lot to blame for what's going on down there. He's got he threw an interception and threw his hands up in the air and didn't do push-ups while everyone else was doing push-ups. I don't think that's a good look for the quarterback.
Is that right? So he threw a pick. And when you have a turnover, you all have to do push-ups, and he didn't do them. Is that right? Can we confirm that, Kevin?
Yeah, pick six by Duggar.
Okay, well, I'll go check with our sources. He's admitted this. He's got he's kind of bratty. I always say he's a tennis brat. That's what he grew up as. His parents were really competitive tennis players. He was on track to be a competitive tennis player. I don't know if he went to like the Balotari, you know. If I have that wrong, excuse me. But I think there was a time where he was tracking to be like a really elite. So he's got like this tennis thing.
That's where Capriati went, the Williams sisters.
I think so. So like he's got that in him. So he's got that in him even when he believes in what he's doing. I think now you combine it with this where I don't think he's had buy-in. And it's been slow, and maybe it's even worse. Yeah, the caller's not the first person to say his body language down there has sucked a lot.
I'll tell you what, I actually give him a little bit of credit. I give him credit because second-year guy, basically in an organization run by Bill Belichick, is saying this is bullcrap, and which is effectively the message, whether he's delivering it more tactfully or not. I give him a lot of credit for that. I'm starting to like him more, if you want to know the truth.
John in Connecticut. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. Mike, I think your theory about Mac Jones as speaking in some sort of code to the press is a little nutty. You know, like John McCain blinking when he's captured by the Viet Cong, you know, trying to get out a secret message. You know, he's probably concerned a little and frustrated. And he's, you know, he's still trying to be positive. But what do you think he would really gain by doing that? You think that's going to trick Belichick or something? And, you know, you got to hope. He's the coaches and Belichick and Jones are talking. He's just a kid talking to the press. That theory's out there, Mike.
Well, John, let me tell you what. You and I agree. And this is how we find common ground. You just said it. He's concerned, a little frustrated, and trying to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
I agree 100% with what you just said.
That's exactly what he's doing.
We agree, caller.
The caller also knows that something is going on. Like, it's not working. And so what's to gain? The quarterback gets say, and he gets to do it the right way.
But he's concerned. He's a little frustrated. We could maybe quibble with the word a little. But he's concerned, frustrated, and trying to be positive. But when he talks, his feelings just slip out. Because he also points things out. Like number 13, he's asked, Jimmy, his relationship with the play callers and Patricia and all of this. Let me hear Jones 13.
You mentioned something about the importance between the play caller and quarterback. How has that been going with Matt? It looks like it's Matt who's kind of relaying the signals to you out here in practice.
Yeah, I think it's good. I know Matt's called a lot of plays in the NFL, so he has really good experience. Coach Judge has good experience, and obviously Coach Belichick does too. So whoever's calling it, it's our job to execute. And, I think the communication's been really good, even with assistant coaches and their position groups. You can tell that it's not just a one-headed monster. It's a lot of different guys, coming together. Hey, what did you see on this? The wide receiver coaches are like, hey, let's try this. And there's a lot more conversation, which is really a good thing because, sometimes you don't want to just come down from one person. It's good to get everyone's input and make sure that we're all on the same page.
Okay. Is it good to have a lot of different voices in your ear?
No. You think Bill Belichick feels that way?
I mean, what person would say at work?
No.
In any job, it's good to have a lot of voices in your ear.
No. It's the opposite. Too many cooks in the kitchen and there's no chef. Right. So especially in an organization run by Belichick, who's a control freak. And I don't say that critically. I mean, I think it's part of a good leader is you want to control everything. You get your hand in everything.
For about, we call it 35, 40 years between him and Parcells, they run it a certain way.
Correct.
It's not, a lot of conversation is a good thing. Parcells or Belichick sit there and go, yeah, we like having a lot of different voices and it's good to have a lot of good conversations on this. Or is it a clearly defined structure that from the top down, we all think and say the same thing. And there's one message and one guy. And isn't that the way they've done it for 40 years?
Yes. Bill's way or the highway.
I mean,
no, that's exactly what it is. And so look, again, he's talking around a lot of this stuff. It absolutely is. And in some cases, and again, I say this, with all due respect, but in some cases, he's just lying a little. He's lying. He's covering it up. And I think he got a talking to. I think the body language and everything else that Bill sort of recognized, dude, we're not going to get anyone to buy in if you don't buy in. You have to buy in, okay? So we're going to make this work, but you got to be patient. And so my guess is his relationship with Bill, all in all, is pretty good. I think there's a back and forth there, and I'm actually encouraged to hear that Jones feels like he could speak up to Bill. That's a good sign. But he's looking at the other two guys going, are you kidding me? Why the hell should I listen to these two clowns?
Couple open lines.
When he says Matt Patricia's called a lot of plays, where?
Defensively. He says defensively. So he's parroting what they've been saying from day one, which is, hey, he looks at it from the other side of the ball. He's a play caller. It's just to the other side. But because he has experience on the other side, he can do it. And so Mac is parroting that.
Totally.
And I don't think he buys it, because who the hell buys it?
No, he's not buying it.
If that was so valuable, defensive guys would flip to the other side of the ball and vice versa all the time. It would be a common thing in the league because there's so much value in being able to see it from the other side of the ball. Except I can't recall another time that this has happened on this level where a guy so entrenched on one side of the ball has moved to the other.
I can't recall one. If you can, let me know.
Can we follow up on the 50-50 balls when we come back?
Oh, my God, please.
Okay, good.
Please. I love that one the best. I love the 50-50. Yeah, I love throwing into traffic. That's just what I'm looking to do, says Mac Jones. First, an update from Big Jim Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger. And of course, he looks good.
And Mass.
Because Mac Jones is out there with some tight shirt and looks hot.
I never said he looked hot.
Felger and Mass.
He's got like that tapered torso thing.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we're taking a closer listen to some of Mac Jones' comments from yesterday. And yeah, admittedly, reading into what I think he's been doing all camp, which is just sort of passive aggressively letting some things out. And, you know, one of them where he said earlier that he loves all the 50-50 balls. Like, I don't know what quarterback in training camp loves the fact that he's throwing to covered receivers and that they're coming down with it. It's great, but, like, that's the idea? Throwing jump balls to guys draped all over him? Go ahead, Jimmy. Play the part of that cut we're talking about.
You know, for me to be able to step up in the pocket and make the throws, that's all it is for me, or hand the ball off to the right guy, or, you know, hit the check down, hit the deep ball. It doesn't matter. I think we have guys that can make plays all over the field, so regardless of how we call the play or do it, it doesn't matter. The guys are open, and, you know, if they're not, I just got to be smart and throw it away. But they've been open a lot, and those 50-50 balls have been really good for us. So
it's like...
Like, where does that come from?
But, I mean, do you see what he did there? It's like, you know, and if they're covered, it's up to me to throw them away. But they're open a lot. You know, that's what he does. He says, you know, it's up to me to you know, if they're covered, to throw it away. But they're open a lot. And it's up for the coaches to put us in the right position, and we have some great coaches. He's been doing that the entire time. But anyway, the thought about the 50-50 balls.
I think that he has to be pushed to throw them. I think that his nature is to not make the mistake. He's a conservative, good, efficient, game-managing quarterback. That's who he is. That's who he was at Alabama. That's what the Patriots drafted. Now they have Devontae Parker here. And I think he's, you know, that whole concept of sometimes in the open in the NFL is not open in college.
Yeah, right.
And if you have Devontae Parker out on the outside, my guess is there was a conversation that took place somewhere in here.
Well, no, this is a good point. Just what is a 50-50 ball?
Right.
You know, for him, a 50-50 ball is...
They're calling it 80-20 down there, but let's call it 60-40.
Aaron Rodgers looks at it and says, yeah, the guy's all over him. I throw it on the back shoulder. That's a play we got to make.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And I think that he probably has to be talked into that. So, you know, I think he is parroting in some ways what the coaches are saying to him. And to me, that's coming from Bill. So, because I think Bill's got his ear, and Bill should,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, he wants to tune out Patricia or Judge. I'm not telling you that's right, but I get it because those guys are, he's looking at them going, I have spent more time in the NFL on this side of the ball than you. How could you possibly know more than me? Like, as arrogant as that might be, he's right. But with Bill, he's got to listen. I bet you it came from Bill. I bet you Bill at some point sat him down and said, Mac, you got to buy in here, pal. You got to buy in or it's never going to work.
And I think he's trying.
Yeah, he is.
But there's seepage. You know, you've got to, again, listen to it a certain way, and I think you'll hear what we're hearing, I think. Dave in Connecticut, your thoughts.
Let's think about his career so far. He had Josh McDaniels, one of the best offensive coordinators in the game, and now he's saddled up with these two buffoons that were failures as head coaches and were brought back by Bill because they're his buddies. So I think you're right about Belichick has to really ask him to buy in.
Yeah, I think it's been clear. It's been a forced buy-in. And I think Mac Jones yesterday let you know a couple different times that part of the progress is the input that he's had. They're listening to us and they're listening to our input, and that's important. And we've made adjustments, he said. You know, that first comment, I think, you know, I broke it down to you. I gave you four different things that I think he let you know. You know, the progress we've made adjustments, which is saying what we were doing at first was not working. And all I need is to be able to step up in the pocket. I wasn't getting the protection. And now that he is. And he says, we have to go out there and do what we have to do, regardless of how they call the plays.
That line to me is, like, so glaring. Regardless of how they call the plays, meaning this is stupid, but it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No matter what a bleep show is going on around me, once the play's called, we got to go run it.
Regardless
of how they call the plays?
Right. Like, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did we miss that?
That's why we have the Felger Mass translator for you, folks. Dan and Carver. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just want to ask, like, what does it say about Patricia and Judge as people to literally accept a position in the NFL that they have absolutely no experience in and have absolutely no qualifications to have? And it just tells me that they are frauds. And I think the one thing that this team has going for it going forward is that Mac Jones is not only smart enough to realize this, but he has the guts not just to roll over and go along with it, that he's pushing back and that he's actually calling this nonsense out.
Okay, he's not calling it out in so many words, but I think Mac Jones, internally at least, and just very, very subtly publicly, is pushing back, okay? The first thing you said, that, you know, what does it say about Patricia and Judge that they took these roles? I don't blame them for taking...
Me neither.
They're just trying to better themselves, and Patricia wants to be a head coach again. And I think it's a great resume stuffer for him to be able to say that I've called offenses, I've called defenses, I've worked in the front office. And I don't begrudge him that. It's not their fault. They were supposed to say no?
No, you take that if you're them. You're
hell yeah.
Joe, that's on Bill.
Joe Judge was covering punt returns or coaching gunners. Now he has a chance to work with a potential star quarterback under Bill Belichick, and you want him to not take that? No, of course. That's not. They're supposed to take it. They're supposed to want to do it. It's not their fault they're unqualified.
No, it's on Bill.
It's not their fault they suck.
Yeah, that's Bill. That's not them. Again, I would hope they would want to do it. Like, for the reasons, I don't know if you just said it or Murray did, like, you know, wanting to be a head coach again, wanting to learn that side of the ball better. Like, that, you know, I don't begrudge them that. I just think that the fact that they're doing it here right now, to me, is bad news.
Kevin in the car. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, your comp for coaches who've switched sides is Juan Castillo, who was an offensive line tight end coach for the Eagles' dream team in 2011, and then got promoted to defensive coordinator last year. Made it through 1 year and then got fired in October the following year. That's your guy.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Good comp. Sort of proves the point. It's just not, you know, this thing that they've pushed on us subtly off the record, because this is something that just gets parroted, I think, in the commentary from some of the local guys. Not that Bill's ever said this, but Mac has started to say it. This whole thing about Patricia and Belichick having worked on defense, being able to attack an offense, gives the offense a certain advantage when they now work on offense because they know how the defenses are going to attack them. Like, that's what makes Patricia so valuable as an offensive coordinator, or Belichick so valuable as an offensive coach. And, you know, Mac Jones has started to parrot this. So I just asked earlier, if that's so valuable, why is this the only case we can ever think of someone doing something like this?
Because it's a manipulation of the facts.
Because it's not true. And what the caller said, he said it was a tight ends coach that went to coach defense. If anything, I'm sorry, call me crazy, but I think calling a defense is easier than calling an offense. I don't think it's as complicated. I don't think there's as many formations. There's as many adjustments. There's a lot. But, well, I mean, you look at it. The defensive play caller has a little piece of paper in front of him, and the offensive play caller has a big laminated doodah, like the Cheesecake Factory menu, as we say. So it's like, I just think offense is far more difficult and far more intricate.
Hello.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning. I don't think there's any comp of a lifelong defensive coach going back and now calling plays offensively. Unless you want to count Belichick in Cleveland, and he did do that, and he sucked. It was a disaster. So there's certainly no positive example that I can find. Long commercial-free segment.
Doing great. How are you?
We're doing great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is a great storyline. I enjoy this storyline.
I don't.
Because it's peak Belichick. You know, it's like, it's an inner football thing that no one really understands. And he definitely understands a lot better than us. And, like, it doesn't really matter who the play caller is, like whether it's Joe Judge or Matt Patricia or Bill Belichick itself, like it's not going to really change anyone. It's not going to change my life, right? But it is really fun to discuss and try to figure out. So that's kind of where we are. I think the Patriots are still trying to figure out how it's going to work. But I know this. Joe Judge will be involved. Matt Patricia, who will do a lot of the run game stuff and is with the O-line, will be involved. Bill Belichick, who I think last year was heavy-handed in the defense, will be more heavy-handed in the offense this year. I expect that. And, like, there's been many years, as you know, when we've been like, oh, can you believe what's going on in the box score? Like, I can't believe they did this. And then they end up fine. I would assume this year, just like every other year, they'll end up fine.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network with Rich Eisen, another guy living in the past. Certainly that happened a lot. You know, we all buried the Patriots or got on them early or, you know, said it was all over, doom and gloom, and then we're on to Cincinnati. They turn around and they're back in the AFC title game. Happened for a long time. It was very enjoyable for you out there. I get it. Oh, don't you feel stupid? How do you like them now? Like, yeah, you did it for 20 years. Are we still in that era? Like, are you still, is that still how you feel about it?
Oh, that's how they feel, but we're not in that era.
But, I mean, some of these national guys still treat it like that. I gave you the Stephen A. comment yesterday. Like, we're talking about Bill Belichick here. Are we? Is this the same Bill Belichick and the same Patriots? So, like, okay, so.
No, in name only. That's all for the both.
That's what I'm asking. Like, do you feel it in your heart of hearts that they're going to be really good and prove everybody wrong and we're all going to look like a bunch of idiots?
No. No, I don't. And I'll tell you the other thing I don't like about that comment from Rappaport when he says, oh, you know, what does it really matter? It's not going to change my life or yours.
Well, then why don't you leave the show and go sell insurance?
Right. So, absolutely.
Like, are you invested in this stuff or not?
How about Mac Jones's life? It's going to change his life? Because if it is, then it's a story. Or if it could, then it's a story. So the Patriots use the number 15 overall pick on Mac Jones. Robert Kraft is paying him as the number 15 pick in the draft. Quarterback is central to the success of any organization, as we know. Is it going to affect Mac Jones? Because if it is, it's going to affect the Patriots, and it's going to affect the fan base. Like, that comment bugged the crap out of me when he said it. It's not going to change my life.
Yeah, it's like,
none of this is going to change our lives.
Well, then, you know, get off the phone, dude.
But Mac Jones, who, by the way, if he is concerned about it, and it sounds like he is, has every right to be. Every right to be. I mean, this kid's looking at a future in the NFL where, you know, he could have a good run if he's coached properly.
I know Danny and Quincy's emotionally invested. Go ahead, Danny.
Well, when did you get your doctorate degree, Felger, and your Dr. Commander and mini Dr. Maz? I'm trying to psychoanalyze this kid. Maz, I disagree with you, Maz.
I have a PhD.
Yeah, he's 23 years old. He hasn't even played in a preseason game in his second year. He's got no leverage, no accomplishments, no clout, no nothing to be able to dictate and be insubordinate to anybody above him. That would be like a first-year employee coming to say, criticizing you, Felger, and you turn around and say to him, hey, I got the best ratings in the history of talk radio Earth, and I'm doing my show from there talking. You loser. You can't. You gotta be kidding me, Felger. And why can't you just take at face value that when he tells you he's gonna do a better job stepping up in the pocket, which I agree, it was his number one fault last year.
No, he said, hold on, Danny, hold on. You just made one brilliant point about the ratings that I want to compliment you on, because you were dead on with that. But I don't think he said, I need to step up. I think he said, I need to be able to.
But let's go back. I don't want to be unfair, Jimmy. Can you?
Let's play it.
I think it's number four. Give me did he say I need to be able to or I need to? Go ahead.
You know, for me to be able to step up in the pocket.
For me to be able to step up in the pocket. He's not saying, what he's saying, Danny, is my offensive line has to allow me to be able to step up in the pocket.
Yeah, I'll translate that for you, Danny, if you don't understand it. We can't block.
I mean, I don't think it needs to be translated. He's saying the block has to get, the line has to give me the middle of the pocket.
Okay, there's two ways out of that. When the middle gets clogged, you get out of the pocket, get out of the tackle boxes, so you throw the freaking ball away. Okay? I don't know if his nuances, his articulation is not the best in the world when he's talking to the media. He's a young freaking kid. So maybe he meant it the way I meant it. Maybe he meant it the way you're interpreting it. All I know is, John, and this guy that called about Josh McDaniels, the greatest offensive coordinator, oh, he sucked as a play caller. He didn't do anything to help him out. I called you several times last year, and I was complaining about misdirection, play action, rollout. They never ran it. Every single team in the league with the worst quarterbacks ran that play except for the Patriots. And you like having a conniption. Oh, I don't want Mac Jones rolling out. He's not going to roll. No, misdirection, play action. They didn't use it. I hope McDaniels gets crushed. I hope.
Okay, Danny, thanks for the call. I'm going to stop you right there before you overheat too badly. Who is Mac Jones to be dictating? I think Mac Jones told you that they made adjustments, and they were listening to us. I guess number five. I'm not making this up. Jimmy, number five, please, if you could. Jones, five.
Mac, you talked earlier about getting everyone on the same page. How would you characterize your progress just in terms of communication team-wide?
Yeah, we're getting there. I think the coaches have done a good job just kind of listening to us. And, you know, if we don't like something, it's something that they're going to listen to and tell us why we should do one thing or another. And at the end of the day, they have a lot of experience and they know exactly how to attack a defense. And that's
okay, so
that we...
stop. So again, so here's what he's doing. You see what he's done this again. It's like, well, yeah, they did a good job. This thing was all effed up. We told them what really should be going on, but they have a lot of experience and they do a great job of calling these plays. So like this is how he talks. He first calls it out, but then immediately covers it up. Like I told you, again, it's like you don't believe in your boss and you say, but hey, look, I believe in who is leading us and they're going to figure out because they're smart guys. But you hate your boss, but it's how you say it. It's a way to call it out, but to say the right thing. It's very simple. It's like, again, it's like talking to an idiot. And you say to him, you're a smart guy. You'll figure it out. Or you say, you're too smart to do that. You don't really mean that. I know you'll do the right thing because you're a smart guy. When you know the guy's a flaming moron.
Correct.
So like this is sort of how Jones does it. But he's talking about good job listening to us. Jones six, he's a little more direct about incorporating what I like.
Mac, you mentioned making adjustments. Are some of those driven by the conversations you just mentioned, players suggesting things to the coach or staff about terminology or the communication?
Yeah, I think we laid our foundation of what we want to do and what the coaches want to do, and we've definitely bought into that. And, you know, there's things that I've done in the past or things that I like, and we're trying to incorporate them, or things that, you know, Coach Belichick sees on film. He's like, hey, what do you think about this? So it's very fluid. You know, and for them to be able to take, you know, some of our thoughts is really important. I think the really good offenses in the NFL, you can tell that the play callers and the quarterback are on the same page. So I think we're getting there, and that's the progress that we need, and I've been really pleased with that.
That they're listening to him.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and again, I also believe him when he says there's progress. We're getting there. I mean, you know, but they're not there yet. And what I would say to Danny and Quincy and, you know, those of the same ilk, not that there were that many like Danny and Quincy.
No, one of a kind.
But I would say, do you think he loves the arrangement? Like, just think of it logically, common sense-wise. Okay, he had Josh McDaniels, whom he loved. He loved. They were connected at the hip that whole first year. Now they're going in a year or two. Jones has put in a lot of work on his body. He thinks he's got it figured out. He's ready to have a big year. And he's got two guys coaching him offense that have never called plays before in the league and never coached on that side of the ball. Like, he's looking at it going, you got to be kidding me. What are we doing this for? He has to be on some level. Again, now, whether he should be admitting it publicly or letting it seep out, that's a different discussion. I get it. But there's no way he was thrilled with this change. No way.
Really good offenses in the NFL. You can tell that the play callers and the quarterback are on the same page. So,
I mean, so we can continue with this conversation. The Felger Mass Translator is up and running. It's operational today. So we're here for you. And we'll mix in your Patriots calls all day long, so don't go anywhere if you're on the board. But I do want to start to mix in some developing opinions on Kevin Durant and that situation. And finally, finally, someone out there nationally has called out Jason Tatum for who he's hanging with and the public nature of it and how that's probably bad for business. You'll hear that sound and that topic right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
I made some adjustments.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.